Angel mom tells Senate Democrats deportation is necessary, showing photo of murdered daughter. By John Binder on December 10, 2024. Angel mom Patty Morin, whose 37-year-old daughter, Rachel Morin, was murdered, allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member, told senators that deportation is necessary to remedy record-breaking waves of illegal immigration on President Joe Biden's watch. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday, Patty Morin told senators the story of her daughter Rachel, who was brutally murdered in August 2023, allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien MS-13 gang member who successfully crossed the southern border undetected. The case is considered the most gruesome murder in Maryland history. This is what she looked like before that day. She's a beautiful woman, but more than that, you can tell from looking at her just the light that comes out of her, Patty Morin told senators, holding a photo of Rachel. She was a happy person, she loved her children, she was a hard worker. My daughter is like so many other American girls. And they're just caught unaware from behind, strangled, raped, murdered, some have been found, some have not. Emphasis added. Her daughter's murder, Patty Morin said, is why she backs President-elect Donald Trump's plan to deport illegal aliens from the U.S. We have Americans that are dying every day and law enforcement don't want to give you the true numbers because they don't want the public to panic, Patty Morin said. I think deportation is necessary. The American people should not feel afraid to live in their own homes. My daughter suffered so terribly in a very brutal and violent way, and these type of immigrants should not be in our country, she continued. We need to follow the laws that are already on the books. We need to close our borders. We need to protect American families. We need to protect our women and children who are the most vulnerable in this country. Emphasis added. On August 5, 2023, Rachel went for a walk on the Ma and Pa Heritage Trail in Harford County, Maryland. When Rachel did not return home, her boyfriend, Richard Tobin, reported her missing. The following day, her body was found on the side of the trail. On June 15, 2024, the Tulsa Police Department arrested Martinez Hernandez for Rachel's murder. Prosecutors have alleged that Martinez Hernandez brutally raped, bludgeoned, and strangled Rachel to death in what they say is the most horrific case in Harford County history. Martinez Hernandez was indicted in July on second-degree murder charges, and on rape, sexual offenses, and kidnapping charges. On three occasions in 2023, Border Patrol agents apprehended Martinez Hernandez, twice in January in New Mexico and Texas, as well as once in February in New Mexico. On each occasion, he was returned to Mexico. Sometime after he was last returned to Mexico, Martinez Hernandez crossed the border and made his way to California, where he allegedly assaulted a woman and her child. He later traveled to Maryland, where he was accused of raping and murdering Rachel. Before crossing the border, Martinez Hernandez was accused of murdering a woman in his native El Salvador after leaving a bar with the victim. The woman's body was discovered days later. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.